Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
MintMobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 461. The Power of Patience, part one, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com, and I'm Dr. Neil. A very happy Monday to you. Welcome back to another week of Optimal Health Daily, where I act as your narrator of the best health and fitness blogs, all for free. We cover fitness, nutrition, stress management, weight management, and lots more, just like an audiobook, but from a bunch of different authors. And then on Fridays, I answer your questions right here on the show. Now, I have a bit of a longer post for you today, so I'm going to break it up into two parts. I'll read the first half today and then finish it up for you tomorrow. So with that, let's get right to part one and start optimizing your life. The Power of Patience, part one, by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. As a trainer, I often emphasize the importance of intelligent program design. Variables such as exercise selection, intensity, frequency, and volume must be monitored. However, recognizing the need to oversee these variables is not enough. We as trainers are always looking to find better ways. It isn't uncommon to spend several hours each week reading new research and rereading old research. The thirst for knowledge should be commended, as knowledge is a powerful weapon. I'll never criticize anyone who is eager to learn and improve. Yet, as we search for new and improved methods for our athletes, we often forget to share seemingly obvious advice with them. In the words of former Nobel Prize winner André Gide, quote, "The most important things to say are those which often I did not think necessary for me to say, because they were too obvious," end quote. Abiding by these words, it is imperative to communicate the importance of patience. We've all heard that patience is a virtue, but few live by these words. Coaches and mentors regularly preach the importance of hard work, but few share such passion when stressing the importance of patience. Perhaps patience is an assumed prerequisite, but we all know the fault and assumption. Patience is a virtue. Merriam-Webster defines patience as steadfast despite opposition, difficulty, or adversity. An athlete who is patient will see a challenge through from start to finish, despite the struggles encountered on his or her journey. Patience is more than a virtue. It is a powerful weapon. Famous novelist Leo Tolstoy, perhaps best known for War and Peace, summarized the importance of patience with the following, quote, "The strongest of all warriors are these two, time and patience," end quote. And while his words were not directed towards exercise, you'll have a hard time finding better advice. Without patience and time, don't expect to accomplish anything. Even a hardworking athlete who is impatient will struggle with long-term goals. Hard work during each session isn't enough if the sessions do not accumulate into something significant. I've seen plenty of hardworking athletes who are hindered by impatience. They work hard each day, but are never patient enough to see out a long-term goal. Their lack of patience negates both hard work and intelligent program design. Even the most sophisticated program will do little if the athlete isn't patient enough to progress through one step at a time. Planting a seed. Have you ever gone apple picking? Think of yourself picking fresh fruit from a large tree. You see the fruit, you pick it, and you eat it. You never see the seed that started the tree. You only see the result. If you plant an apple seed today, don't expect to eat fresh apples tomorrow. You must be patient if you wish to produce worthwhile results. This simple concept also applies to the world of fitness and sport. Don't expect to accomplish anything significant in a few days or weeks. Be prepared for a long road filled with potholes, detours, and dead ends. Many great athletes are falsely assumed to be naturally gifted. You see the result and cannot fathom how the athlete progressed to such an amazing level. What many fail to realize, however, is that the athlete may be nothing more than patient and diligent. Unfortunately, patience doesn't sell, so it's rare that you'll hear it mentioned. Much of the fitness industry focuses solely on revenue. If the truth doesn't sell, the truth isn't mentioned. People want quick fixes in today's world of instant gratification. Quick sells well. Slow and steady does not. The fitness industry knows what the consumer wants, fast results, and is more than willing to satisfy this request. If something takes time to accomplish, you can bet that it won't be pimped out on a late-night infomercial. People want results yesterday, not tomorrow. I can understand the obsession with instant gratification. If we can do something faster, why not do it? In theory, the idea has merit, but in reality, it simply isn't true. Technology can be automated, but the human body cannot. Positive change requires time. Impatience leads to failure. Impatience is perhaps the number one reason why athletes fall short of their potential. The athlete sets a goal, works on it for a few weeks, doesn't see the progress he was hoping for, so he drops the idea and moves on to another. The cycle continues repeatedly. After several months of bouncing around, the athlete is no better off than when he started. He's done nothing but jump from challenge to challenge without results. Another common scenario comes from the athlete who tackles several new goals at once. He too may be diligent, but he isn't patient enough to apply a slow and steady strategy. He wants everything now and isn't interested in waiting. If you've spent any time on a fitness message board, I'm sure you've seen a newbie come along with a list of goals such as, I want to do a one-arm chin-up, dunk a basketball, deadlift 3 times my body weight, run 1 mile in 5 minutes, walk on my hands, and do 100 consecutive push-ups. The athlete then sets out to create a single training plan that will allow him to accomplish each of these goals. After several months, the results are always the same. Nothing. He will have gotten nowhere fast, with little if any progress on any of the defined goals. Perhaps the best advice for someone who has walked in these shoes comes from Samuel Smiles. Quote, the shortest way to do many things is to do only one thing at a time. End quote. One thing at a time. I cannot overemphasize the importance of this simple statement. If you wish to tackle several challenging goals, start working on one at a time. If you set out to do everything at once, you'll accomplish nothing. Instead, start working on one primary goal. It can serve as a supplement to your primary training plan. For example, suppose you set out to perform a standing rollout with an abdominal wheel. Begin working with the required progressions as an addition to your regular core or strength routine. Working towards this goal is a simple addition. There's no need to change your entire plan to accommodate a single goal. With a consistent effort, you will eventually conquer the exercise. Mark the goal from your list and prepare for a new challenge. You'll be amazed at how much more you can accomplish with this slow and steady approach to training. To be continued. You just listened to part one of the post titled The Power of Patience by Ross Enamite of rostraining.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
When I was reading this post and Ross asked, "Have you ever gone apple picking?" In my head, I was like, "Actually, yes, I have." Now, you may be wondering how that's possible given I live in Southern California and you kind of need that brisk fall weather to grow apples. Well, I actually had to drive 2 hours northeast of where I am just to get to that place that actually has some cold enough weather to grow apples, but it was a good time. Okay, besides that, I did love what Ross wrote. If you've listened to this podcast within the last month or so, you know that I'm all about consistency and having patience. And so when we talk about fat loss or gaining muscle, looking a certain way, it really comes down to patience and time. And I know that's the last thing you want to hear, but there's an added benefit to having both patience and time. It'll probably save you time and money in the long term. Because instead of bouncing around, trying new products, hoping that something will get you quick results, you actually will focus on just one, hopefully achieve those results, and then move on to the next one. That equals save time and hopefully some saved money. All right, that'll do it for today. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday, and I'll see you tomorrow where we'll finish up Ross's post and where your optimal life awaits.